Good evening. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel. Hundreds of people showed up for a no-hate rally in Davenport's Vanderveer Park today. As Lacey Scarmana reports, the rally was organized even before the events in Charlottesville over the weekend.
Flyers from the neo-Nazi group the National Alliance have been found in Davenport recently, on the dashboards of cars in a Menards parking lot and near the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. One flyer reads, "No multiracial society is a healthy society." In response to the white supremacist messages, the group One Human Family in the Quad Cities organized the No Hate Rally to show racism and bigotry aren't welcome in the community. Vimenda Schaefer is a member of the organization's executive committee.
The number of people that came out today is a testament to what the Quad Cities is. Excuse me as I cry because it's just so exciting. It's so beautiful.
Schaefer estimates more than 500 people attended the No Hate Rally in Davenport. The rally did not attract any counter-protesters. I'm Lacey Scarmont.
The Illinois House Speaker says the chamber will take a vote next week on overriding Governor Bruce Rauner's veto of a school funding plan. House Democrats called a vote today on legislation that incorporates the changes Rauner wants to make in a new formula for financing public schools. Democrats said they wanted to gauge support for Rauner's ideas. The legislation failed with no yes votes, 60 against, and 33 members voting present. Republicans complained it was a sham procedure to hide the fact that Democrats don't have enough votes for an override. House Speaker Michael Madigan criticized GOP members for not supporting their own governor's proposal. The Senate voted to override on Sunday. And starting next spring, the Quad Cities will once again be home to an indoor football team. The new version of the Quad City Steam Wheelers will kick off its 12-game season at the iWireless Center in March. The team carries the same name as an arena football team that played here for nearly a decade, starting in the early 2000s. Football fans Sandy Muller and her husband Brian say they went to every single home game during that time.
It was so much fun. They were just incredibly exciting and very fan-friendly and very interactive with the fans. They endeared themselves to this community and the fans adored them.
The new Steam Wheelers will be part of a 14-team league called Champions Indoor Football, which more closely follows the rules of the NFL instead of arena football. The team is expected to play a total of 7 home games next year. And a third and final vote could be held tonight by the Davenport City Council on plans by Costco to build a new store in the city. Aldermen are being asked to rezone 18 acres of land along 53rd Street and just west of Elmore Avenue. City staff say it's the right part of the city for a store of this size, and the company's plans minimize the impact of the project. But critics say traffic on 53rd Street is already very heavy, and this will only make it worse. They also think better sites are available close by. The Costco project has been approved twice, on first and second readings, by Davenport Aldermen. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel.